BJ and Jamie.
You're so not a man in that relationship.
Why?
Jamie.
Coming up to the trip, like, you didn't know where you were staying. You didn't know where you were going. You changed it all. It's like, I wonder if she ever wants to just relax and have a man take care of her.
BJ.
I hope not. She does. She's screwed. Because I don't plan on planning anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hootie-hoo, hello, welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9, here on this Monday morning, October 29th. You can also get us on the Odyssey app, it's free.
Why does it good say morning, the 28th?
Jamie. Oh, the 28th?
Yeah,
it's 28th. My bad. I'm a day ahead.
Like, wait a minute, what? Yeah, the time machine.
I'm lost this morning.
Yes. Yeah. It's the 28th.
How was your weekend?
Don't panic, anybody. Yeah. Everybody's like, what? The what? Yeah, it's the 28th.
3 days from Halloween. Right?
3 days.
3 days, and we're
so
set
it's
to go.
Thursday, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're all set. We're ready to go, man.
Good.
Yeah, got all the decorations up.
Did you get the candy?
Got the candy.
Did
got
you eat any?
Set. No, I haven't eaten
you
any
haven't?
Candy.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I instead ate donuts over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, went out and got myself a 12-pack.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were delicious.
Yeah.
I ate them all.
Oh, good.
All of 12 in 2 days.
From Desert Donuts?
No, actually, I just bought them at King Supers.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't make it over to Desert, although their donuts look awesome.
Aren't those crazy?
Yeah. The ones I get are really simple, you know. They're pretty
because
bland.
I will tell you, Desert Donuts, they're going to be a new advertiser. So.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, so we love them.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
I love donuts.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
so it works.
Coming.
It works.
I wonder if we could work a deal that we get donuts every day.
I don't know.
That'd be awesome. Awesome.
It would be great.
I wouldn't it though?
My favorite
so
one
cool.
is the one that we had. What was that one called? The what was it?
The churro donut.
Churro.
Yeah. Churro
oh my
donut.
God!
So good.
Mm. So and it tasted like a real churro.
Yeah, it did.
For me, the donuts. The more you, crap you put on top of them, the more I love them.
Yep. Yeah.
I load them up.
Yeah. So anyway,
how was your weekend?
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. A lot going on. I didn't go to the game yesterday.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not. No.
Oh.
But I was kind enough to let them know Friday evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can find a replacement.
Right, so
did they win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Kind of a blowout.
Oh, was it?
It was, yeah.
Well, the other team scored first.
Oh,
and then it looked
I bet
like,
that's scary.
Yeah, it was a little scary.
Yeah.
And then after they scored, we came back and scored 21 points in the second quarter.
Oh,
so
crap.
So 21-7 at half.
Holy.
So it looked real good.
Yeah.
And they sucked. They were terrible.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
I know, but I bet we got real scared at the beginning.
We did.
It was a little dicey, yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat like, oh my God, we're going to lose to the worst team in the league. Because we haven't been playing so well at home. Most of our losses have come at home.
Yeah.
We're better on the road.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a little bit dicey,
a little
but
scary.
We pulled it out okay. next to the rescue.
Good. Oh,
yeah.
Thank God.
So.
Yeah, I didn't, there's so much going on and I'm leaving town this week. And so I'm like, what am I doing? I cannot take a Sunday and spend the whole day at a football game. And we have Mark's going away party on Wednesday.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I was like, I got to get stuff done.
And when you're doing a football game at the stadium, it's an all-day deal.
It is.
I mean, you have to dedicate yourself. Yeah, I'll have a great time, but you got to dedicate yourself to all day
It's a whole day,
there.
Yeah.
Because you leave at like 11, 10:30 in the morning. You don't get home till like 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
It's a long day.
So I'm getting a new roof at the cabin.
You
so
are?
It's very exciting, yeah.
Insurance?
No.
You just have to pay for it straight up?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have you got estimates yet?
Yeah, he's doing it tomorrow. He's going to fix it tomorrow.
Can I guess?
Well, it's just a little cabin.
Well, I'll just guess.
Okay.
$2,500?
For a room?
Well, she said it was small. I've never been out there.
And gutters.
I was thinking it was like a shed.
And gutters. And he's,
all right, let me
re-guess. Wait, okay. So gutters, because the wind tore off all the gutters. Oh, all of them.
Now, look, I've not been in the roofing market for long.
Okay, and so it's a three-bedroom, two-bath.
Oh, that's much bigger than just a small cabin. Hell, it's as big as my house. Your little cabin's bigger than most palatial estates.
Seriously.
Out there. All right, so three bedrooms.
Two baths, yeah.
$15,000.
No, it's a little cheaper than that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know where I'm at with roofs.
I know.
I got nothing else to do today.
It's like in the $10,000 range.
Is it?
Yeah, with the gutters and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you couldn't get insurance out there, right?
Nope, can't get. Yeah, I can't get fire. I can't get water.
That's gotta be scary.
I'm flood. It is.
Yeah,
because I'm putting a $10,000 roof on there, and if it catches on fire, I'm screwed.
Well, here's a story we'll get to later this morning of a homeowner. And remember, we mentioned this, several months ago, how these insurance companies are using drones now?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a story out there of a drone that spotted a small puddle on a roof. They've been paying their premium for 30 years, and they canceled it.
No!
Over a puddle. They found puddled water, they said.
Oh, my God. Drum. Remember how many people in North Carolina and Florida have been just dropped?
Yeah.
Just completely dropped.
It's unbelievable.
They're not even going to insure them anymore.
That home insurance thing is the biggest scam there is. Because most people pay for their entire lifetime.
I don't even turn stuff in.
And never use it.
Oh, I don't because I'm scared. Because everybody's like, because I need a new roof at my real house. And I'm like, I know I have hail damage. I'm not going to turn it in.
Yeah, you think over the next 5 years, you're going to jack up the premium so much that you pay for it.
Exactly.
And it's like, I'll just do it myself. They scare the living Jesus out of us. They do.
Yeah, because they're like, they'll drop you.
I know. All right, welcome to a Monday, October
28th.
All right, there we go. I'll be right back. Or we'll be right back. I don't know about me.
Wait, what?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm a little disheveled this morning. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, you are.
Just all over the place.
Sure are. Yep.
I apologize, Jamie, because that gets on your nerves. Well, it gets on my wife's nerves.
Yeah. I mean, you seem like you're just dumb.
I did get dumbed down over the weekend. I was telling you, I went to the movies.
Yeah.
I went and saw Wild Robot.
Whoa, Wild Robot. I hear that's like a top five movie right now at the box office.
Oh, yeah. That robot's going to win an Oscar.
Yeah.
That is the dumbest movie
I've never even heard of it.
No.
You've never heard of Wild Robot?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that little is everywhere. Mm. Yeah, she's everywhere.
It's a she?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a boy.
She.
I don't know why.
Yeah. It's amazing, though. You go see, because I'd never heard of it either.
Yeah.
We went to the movie, and then I've seen it like 4 or 5 times over the weekend. The Wild Robot image, that is.
Oh,
that
gotcha.
Character that's in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I got a little dumbed down over the weekend by going to the movie.
Did you get the nachos?
I did not get the nachos.
I don't know why. I feel like movie nachos are the best nachos. And I have no idea why.
They have the best cheese.
Yeah. They just feels really processed and just horrible for you.
Yeah, it's just delicious.
Yeah.
And the jalapenos in it, too.
Yeah, they're the best $25 nachos you can buy.
Exactly.
No, we got just the popcorn, and then Frog had me running back and forth to the concessions through the whole movie.
Why?
Because he was hungry.
Oh.
He wanted a hot dog. Okay. Then he wanted pizza. Then he wanted this.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Wow. How old is he?
6.
And he had pizza and a hot dog?
Well, they didn't have hot dogs.
Oh.
So he didn't get a hot dog. He just had pizza.
My God. How much does he weigh?
He's getting up there. Like father, like son. Yeah. Like son, like father. Yeah, something like that.
I feel like this is going to be your fault if he's tubby.
I'm already hearing it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Reese's Cups. Help. Yeah.
That's why you have to buy Halloween candy that you don't like. That's why I always get Twix because I hate Twix. And the only way I like Twix, and I've told you this, is if you hold the little cookie part and you scrape the chocolate and the caramel on your teeth, and then you just get the caramel and chocolate and you throw away the cookie.
I like it. It's a good plan.
Yeah.
I do get accused of being, and I am, I'm a food pusher.
Yeah.
I am a food pusher. I love to prepare food, and I love to, you know, whatever I've got, I love to just push it on to people, too. You're kind of a show pusher.
Movies
or documentaries and things like that. That's kind of your nature.
Oh my God.
Mine falls into food.
You know what? Yeah. I met a guy yesterday and he was cracking me up because he's just like you. And he said, and things of that nature.
So I crack you up?
No, like every 5 minutes he was going, and things of that nature. And I was like, oh my God. In my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm sitting next to BJ. I was at Bud's and I was like, I'm literally sitting next to BJ and things of that nature.
I feel like I'd fit in at Bud's then.
You would. This guy, he said it like 80 times.
Wow.
It was so crazy.
Man, I catch myself. I try to cut back.
I know you do.
Because I've been made so aware of it.
Uh-huh.
It's hard.
It is.
It's really difficult. When you get caught into a saying that you've used a lot, it's hard to break that habit, man.
Well, I told you that I applied for Workman's Comp on for radio.
Yeah.
Because my boss told me I said too much, and so then as you're talking, And I'd freak out and I couldn't even do the show anymore.
Yeah, it distracts you.
It does. It gets in your head. Uh-huh. It confuses you.
So I called our CEO on the radio and I said, listen, I need workman's comp because my boss told me I said too much and I am paralyzed right now.
It's messing with you mentally.
It handcuffs you, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it does.
You don't know what to say next. You're afraid you're going to make a mistake.
Exactly. Yeah. And things of that nature.
I try to catch myself. Jamie knows when I get right up to the edge.
Yeah.
And I'll change the last word.
And such. And he goes like,
such.
And he goes, and such.
And such. Yeah. And such doesn't seem as cool, though.
Right.
I like nature.
It was my go-to. I almost recorded him so we could play it because I was like, this is weird. Yeah. I know this guy.
Reminded you of me, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he must have been a handsome feller. Handsome little feller. Probably just jovial. Made you laugh a lot. And things of that nature, you know?
Oh, God.
It's going to be one of those things. Yeah. Oh!
What?
I worked out Thanksgiving.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I got to tell you this after tabloid trash.
I was like, I thought you said you did a workout.
No, no, no.
I was like, he went to the gym?
No, it's going to be crazy. I wouldn't do something like that and things of that nature. Listen, Linda, I worked out Thanksgiving. I got it all set. I got the plan. I'll reveal it to you after tabloid trash.
Are you happy?
Well, it only cost me $2,000.
Oh. Oh, because you're flying in the whole... Yeah.
Wait till you hear.
Oh, my God. All to prove a point.
Oh, my God.
You're paying for everybody all to prove a point. Well, I have family, too.
Plus one. Plus one.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Tabloid trash is next. I'm such a sucker, man.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So I decided I'm going to go with no on 127. Yep.
Oh, so you're set up to vote?
Yeah.
You read about it?
Well, I was driving out to the cabin and there's literally 200 posters on the way there. And those are my people. So I think they know what they're doing.
And the poster said no.
They say no.
Do we know what 127 means? What it stands for?
They don't want you to hunt mountain lions.
They don't?
No.
I'm going to vote no, too. You convinced me because I feel like your people are my people.
They are my people, yeah.
All right, let's all vote no.
I mean, you can vote however you want. And I'm sure yes has a good reason, too. But I mean, literally, as I was driving, I was like, because, I mean, it's all, like, farmers out there, and it's, you know, it's just mountain people, right? Yeah. And so I'm driving, I'm like, yeah, these are my people. They know what they're talking about. And they seem very, very adamant about it.
I'm not going to follow you bankers and accountants. I'm following the mountain people.
Yeah. So anyway, so I decided on that one. I got one under my belt.
For you.
Yay!
You just need to drive into neighborhoods that you can relate with.
Exactly.
And then look for the sign.
Yeah.
And then just take note, and that's how you vote.
Exactly. Now, some of those people, I will say, because they show up at the Sprucewood.
Yeah.
Some of them don't have their teeth, but they're my people.
Yeah, but no teeth or having teeth doesn't really dictate policy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it just means poor
vote by teeth.
Oral care.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Only if it's an insurance dental question, then you could vote one way or the other.
There's this one guy that shows up at the Sprucewood. He's hilarious. He's missing like three teeth on this side, and he just sticks his tongue through the hole. The whole time you're talking to him. While you're speaking, he sticks it through the hole.
Just messes with you.
There's a store. All right. Listen. There's a store that I go into. And what is her name? I can't think of her name. There's a lady that works there. The lady probably is 65, something like that, right? And it's a cigar store. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I go in there, and she has the most jacked up teeth you've ever seen in your life. Okay? We're talking summer teeth. Some over here, yeah,
some over there.
There,
yeah.
Right? I mean, they're bad. She's got one that just points at you, okay? And it's hard not to look. Dude, I go in. I haven't been in there in probably 3 months. I go in there on Friday, this past Friday.
Uh-huh.
She's got new teeth.
She does?
I guess they yanked them all and gave her dentures.
Wow.
I guess that's what I'm...
Or maybe she got veneers or something.
We're talking pearlies.
Really?
I mean, just unbelievable smile.
Wow.
It made such a difference.
Yeah.
It was I'm just staring at, I didn't want to say anything. What happened to your silver teeth? I see you got new tooth. I didn't know what to say to her, so yeah. I didn't say anything, but I couldn't quit staring.
I'd say something like, wow, your smile looks amazing.
I'll go back.
Yeah.
I'm glad I came to you first. Because I was afraid I was going to say the wrong thing.
Well, yeah.
But man, it's about time. About time you got rid of those jacked up teeth you had, girlfriend. You were killing me.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, Liam Payne, they said, was seen passed out in the lobby of his Buenos Aires hotel. We're also finding out that the reason why he was at this hotel is he had previously been kicked out of another hotel.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Now, I heard also, I don't know if we reported this or not, Jamie, if I did. If I didn't, catch on to it, then forgive me for it. But wasn't he in a suite that was booked out because of a wedding, but he refused to leave?
And
the wedding party, they were scrambling because I guess there's not a lot of different high-end suites in Argentina.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, this wedding party had booked it like 6 months ago.
And he wouldn't leave? Wow.
He wouldn't leave. And the hotel was perplexed. They couldn't figure out how to get rid of him.
I guess he had been kicked out of another Buenos Aires hotel because he was being a nuisance and disturbing the other guests and appeared intoxicated. And so they kicked him out and he went to Casa Sur Hotel. They said that he kept going down to the lobby. One witness said that he came down to the lobby and he smashed his laptop. And then they said he passed out and then they actually put him over their shoulder and took him back upstairs. So
I saw some of the videos of him in the lobby greeting some of his fans, and he looked jacked up, man. He looked like he was on something for sure.
Sorry, I'm reading.
Oh.
I can't read and talk at the same time. It's weird. Can you?
No.
I can't.
No, my brain
does not allow that.
No,
all right. Anyway. It said that he had a dangerous cocktail of drugs in his system, including Cristal. Which is not the Cristal, that's the fancy champagne. It's like Crystal or something. A drug that creates powerful hallucinations and pink cocaine, also called Tootsie, which combines Tootsie.
It has ketamine, meth, and MDMA in it.
And ecstasy.
Yeah,
is that
that's
one?
That's what MDMA is.
I don't know my drug.
Yeah.
No, he's got a college degree.
Well, he's also done it.
Yeah. I haven't done meth. I want to say that. I have not done meth.
I just wanted to go to high rise college degree.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Anyway, we grew up different. anyway, all right, Shaquille O'Neal is getting a lot of pushback. A lot of people are really, really mad at him right now because they said that he was really inappropriate. The way he spoke about Angel Reese, she's a WNBA player, and he talked about her short shorts. Here it is.
Bro, imagine you. Hold on, let me finish. Imagine you in the same little shirt you had on at the Wild and Out show, Duncan. You know how many t-shirts you're going to sell, Chris? You tripping.
Oh, my
what?
God.
What? The same little shirt you had on.
Okay, all right.
Bro. She's like, stop.
Yeah, it's like uncomfortable.
Yeah, because she had these little short shorts on where her ass cheeks hung out.
Yeah.
And like, what is he doing? He never seemed like a pervert until now.
He's like, you'd make a lot of money.
Yeah, I know, right? Weird.
That's a point, though. Well, if she were dunking in those shorts, she'd probably sell a lot of them. I'm just saying that he's not really. I mean, he's coming from a marketing angle. It's not pervert, it's more marketing.
Yeah,
make her money. Wasn't she complaining that the WNBA, she doesn't make enough money to pay her rent?
Yeah, she did say that.
Did she say that?
Yep, she did. Her rent is $5,000 a month.
Maybe it's time to dunk.
Spadil loves that.
Hey, Spadil. I love your giggle, buddy.
Liz
doesn't. I need to record that, so I've got it on play over here. Whatever I need.
Oh, man.
Like when you're off paintballing, I miss it. I really do.
Can we move on? Okay, good. All right. Nick Cannon talks about how he was so insecure while he was married to Mariah Carey. Here it is.
You know, I got married in my 20s still, you know what I mean, to the biggest star in the world. And my trajectory was here, and then hers, she's already in a different stratosphere. So, you know, I would lay up at night thinking, like, is this who I am? Am I Mariah's man?
Yeah.
Is that what my life is supposed to be? There's nothing wrong with it.
I understand it, though. Like, it's like,
and I got really comfortable in it. She got islands. And I'm waking up at noon and people bringing me steaks on a platter. And I'm like, I'm just not that dude, you know. And her and I never had problems.
Yeah.
Never argued, never, even with me struggling in this space, I'm not being the dude that God put me on this earth to be.
You know, so it's, they say that Juliana Hugh, you know, Dancing with the Stars chick or whatever. Huff. Sorry. I always call her different names, don't I? Anyway, that she had the same thing when she was dating Ryan Seacrest, that she kind of, she just was like, oh my God, he has so much money, he has all this power, and I'm just lost.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, like she had to go out and like make a career of her own.
And everybody thought you're only with him because he has so much money and stuff like that. But I could
see that though, couldn't you?
I could.
I could see it.
But I'm with him if I'm waking up on her private island and there's a steak, you know, in my bed.
Yeah, that's got to be hard to give up.
I could be all right with that.
Yeah. I could get over the whole career thing.
How many people think that Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce are way overexposed?
Oh
my God.
I agree.
Jason Kelce is actually agreeing with this now. So Jason Kelce said he couldn't agree more with certain NFL fans who say that the former Eagles star appears on too much TV. He said, I couldn't agree more with you. How is it even possible to film that many commercials? He says, my daughter sees enough of me. She doesn't need to see more of dad's face or, all, you know, like, cause he's on every ad. He and Travis are on every ad. One time I saw them like right in a row. Yep. I was like, somebody should schedule that.
Yeah. Never. Back to back.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, he agrees with it. Well, finally, somebody agrees with
Peyton Manning too.
Peyton Manning?
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he is in a lot of places, isn't he? All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Wait, I wrote something down. Oh no, that wasn't it. And then finally, Liam Neeson says he's madly in love with Pamela Anderson.
He is?
Yeah.
Liam Neeson?
Yeah. Didn't his wife die? His wife was like in an accident or something.
Who is he?
He's an actor, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he was in Taken, the movie. The big action star.
I don't know.
Yeah, but he is doing a movie with Pamela Anderson. And he said he's in love with her. Oh, I hope she finds love.
Yeah.
I would really like that for her. You know? Her and her little eyebrows.
I don't know this guy.
Liam Neeson?
Yes,
you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do know him.
If you saw him,
you would know him.
Was he a Wild Robot?
He has a really specific set of skills.
I only know Wild Robot right now. I don't know. I mean,
you know
good
Liam.
For her.
Yeah, yeah. But you know him. I swear you know
I
him.
I do.
Yes, for sure.
Right, I'll look at a picture and see.
Yeah. And then finally, also, Wild Robot came in number 4 this weekend.
Thanks to me.
Yeah.
Thanks to me and my $20 popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Teletrash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Also on the Odyssey app. Get it for free. Put it on your phone. Now, a couple of things that we need to touch on real quick here. One being the weather. Now, I made a promise last week, Jamie.
Yep.
I'm not dealing with the weather anymore. I'm not going to be the guy forecasting anymore. I'm not going to say, hey, you're going to get this many inches here or this much rain over here. I'm sick and tired of the backlash on Texnado, okay?
Well, no, it's just you're that commercial.
Yes.
You know, when you become your parents.
I'm not going to be that commercial anymore, okay?
Okay.
I'm done with weather. So I'm going to play this for you and just leave it where it is.
No, you can't. You can't.
Watch. This is Stacey.
You're going to be strong.
Stacey Donaldson over Denver 7, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know who Stacey is,
I
right?
Do.
She's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not saying she's old.
Well, she's not old.
No, but she's been around a long time.
I don't know if she's been around that long.
Here's Stacey.
A big cool down coming our way, though. And as we get into Wednesday, we could see some rain and snow here across the Front Range, which would be our first snow of the season here for Denver. But as we get into Tuesday, at about lunchtime, we'll see rain and snow here off to our west. And then we'll see some of that rain push across the Front Range into Tuesday afternoon. And then overnight, the cold air moves in, and we'll see that rain change over to snow going into Wednesday morning.
Uh-huh. Here's what I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to. Nope.
I told the roofer guy, I was like, his name is Jesse. By the way, Jesse Roofs. I better wait and see if he does a good job before I give him a shout out.
Yeah, make sure you got no leaks.
Yeah, right? Anyway, I was like, dude, it's gonna like be snowy and stuff. I don't know if you want to put a roof on. He's like, we work in all kinds of weather.
Yeah.
Like the mailman.
Yeah,
not going to stop us.
I know.
So. I think you could get quite a dusting over there anyway.
Wait,
you know?
What?
No, I have no idea what's about to happen. I have no idea. Broncos win.
Yay! Yay!
Man, this team's on fire. We're looking good, man. Yeah. What, 6 wins now?
Yeah, six and two.
And the Avalanche.
Yeah, five in a row, baby.
Yeah.
Let's not take away from the Broncos.
And the Dodgers. What a game, man.
We don't care about the Dodgers.
I love the Dodgers.
We're talking Broncos.
I love the Dodgers.
Broncos won. Bo Nix is a hero.
Did you see that guy hit it out of the park?
Yeah, I saw it.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And then the guy that caught the ball, they had to escort him out with, like, security.
Yeah, him and his kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you did see it. Ha-ha.
I did see it. Yeah, I said it. I saw it. Yep. I saw it. All right, anyway, Broncos win, beat up on Carolina. Two tough games coming up, though. They got to go out to Baltimore and then to Kansas City. So we're about to find out what we're made of, man.
Yeah, that's going to be really hard.
I feel bad about I'm not feeling it with Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they're
me either. I'm not feeling it with Baltimore.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Yeah.
No. All right, so let me get into this Thanksgiving thing real quick for you, okay?
Thanksgiving. You say Thanksgiving weird.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay.
You always have. It's like a Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's like an up and then a down.
Well, let me give you the update on Thanksgiving at my house, okay? All right. Now, as you know, I was a little perturbed last week because I got scooped by the in-laws that they're going to do Thanksgiving at their house. I love to do it at my house. Boom, boom, boom. Second year in a row. And I'm not happy about it. I'm not a taco and tamale
burrito.
Burrito guy for Thanksgiving. I want my turkey. Okay? It's very simple. Well, I got scooped on it. But I thought, now, if I can get my kids in here from out of state, on Thursday for Thanksgiving, I can probably, I got a great excuse to not go and do my own Thanksgiving. Well, yesterday, I sewed it up. I got the kid from New York coming.
Nice.
Kid from LA coming.
You haven't seen the one from New York in a while.
Year.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's coming in.
Yeah, he's coming in. Spoke to him over the weekend. Spoke to all the boys over the weekend. We're all set up, but here's the only thing. They can't come in till Friday.
Oh.
Because each one has girlfriend, boyfriend.
And they got to go to their.
And they got to go to their parents for Thanksgiving.
I told you it's always about the girl side. It's always about the girl side.
It's the boy side.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He's gay.
Right? Right. Well, so, I obviously know which side that one is.
What's going on there? I can't explain that one, baby. It kind of works for your theory, but it kind of doesn't.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but yeah. I think now, your son might be a plug.
Now, my one son in California has a girlfriend. She's been out of a job since January.
Oh, no.
Oh.
She's been looking, and she's been interviewing and whatever. Can't find a job in the field that she's in. And interview after interview after interview. So yesterday when I talked to him, he said, Dad, because I reached out to him and said, hey, guys, I will pay for your airline ticket.
Because I need to prove a point to this other family that I have family, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're exactly right, Jamie. It was a grudge match.
No, you told me.
Oh, yeah. It was
total
grudge.
You said, I'm flying all the boys in.
Yeah, BJ, I'm working the system, man, with my kids. So I get him on the phone yesterday, or he calls me, actually. Pick up the phone. He goes, yeah, I can do it, Dad. I'll be there. No problem. I can't come because we're going to Kaylee's for Thanksgiving Day, but I'll be there on Friday. Oh, I didn't say anything. I thought, okay, well, if you got plans, whatever. Yeah. And he goes, but Kaylee never got a job, and
things are tight.
She'd like to go, too, if it's possible. And I knew what that meant, right?
Dad's on the hook.
Yeah. I mean, she's sitting right there. I can hear her in the background. Yeah. I tried. I tried to get a job. So I was sprung for that.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, you come in on Friday, probably going to leave on Sunday. Nope. Going to stay all week, and they need a hotel room.
Oh, no!
All week?
But son, I've got an extra bedroom.
Yeah.
And we'd rather have our own place, Dad.
Oh, man. Wow, that's not very nice.
I should have just had tacos for Thanksgiving. Right? It would have been so much easier.
So much cheaper. So much cheaper. But no, I have family too. Yeah. Watch this.
Having to prove a point, but, and now it's cost me $2,000.
Well, and not only that, but now you're on the hook to go to their Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have to go.
Yeah.
I know.
I lost all the way around.
Now you are having a burrito and you're in debt.
Yes. Yes. It's completely backfired on me,
Jamie.
Oh, my
God. That's so my bad. Whole,
it's terrible.
It is terrible.
It's the worst Thanksgiving ever.
No.
All right. When we come back, I got a prison letter.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, it, good.
It, yes. He,
the guy sent it to the show, obviously.
Is it the same guy that
Shane?
We...
is no.
Yeah. No.
This is a brand new.
Oh,
we're big over at the federal prison.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, people love us. Those prisoners, man, they love us over there. Now, I'll read you the letter when we come back.
Oh, okay.
Back,
so. All right.
It's pretty good.
All right. I can't wait. Does he tell you why he's in?
He's inmate Nolan, number 684444.
Because Shane never told us why he was in.
No, this guy doesn't either.
Why don't they tell?
I don't think they like to disclose it.
I kind of want to know, though. That's the interesting part.
Yeah, I agree. We can write him back and find out, you know, exactly why he's in there. Probably, you know, something like, I don't know, bank robbery.
Yeah.
Something major. Well, you're in a federal prison. So
yeah.
You did something on a federal level. Right.
Stole some mail.
All right, we'll read this. Nolan. Nolan is
okay.
He wakes up to us every day.
So. Oh, hey, Nolan.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we'll read it when we come back. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday, Halloween week.
BJ and Jamie.
You're going to love this, Jamie. Straight from the prison, man. Straight from the lockup over there on Kipling. This is the federal prison. Another inmate says the entire place wakes up to us.
Nice.
Every day. All right, here's the letter.
I wonder if he knows Shane.
Yeah. I'll bet he does. That's a close community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a fenced community, too.
Oh, it is.
Gated? Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Fancy.
Here's what he wrote.
Gated.
To my favorite morning show. You're going to love this. To my favorite morning show, BJ, Jamie, Carter, and Dylan.
Carter.
Oh, my God.
It's my favorite part.
Hey, Carter.
Carter. I see where you're really printing, Carson, with the audience over at the lockup. Yeah. I've been listening to your show forever, Carter. I've arrived at the Inglewood early in 2020.
Ooh.
That was COVID time, ooh, right? It's kept me you've kept me company every single day here. I work in a sewing factory here at the prison. We produce military athletic shorts.
Military athletic
shorts. We make short shorts for the Army.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know that. Wow, all right. Military athletic shorts.
Yeah, they got to work out.
Okay.
Know? All right, so he goes on to say,
I bet they're camouflage.
I would guess you're right, Jake.
Anyway, what?
He said, recently on your show, BJ, you were wondering what our food is like here in prison. Remember, I brought that up?
Yep.
And he said, you brought it up because of the P. Diddy situation.
Yeah, because P. Diddy doesn't like his food.
Federal facility, we're a federal facility, all the same. Menus pretty much run hand in hand and are already provided on a national level. So what we have here, he has there. So if I closed for you, the menu.
Oh, looky there.
Thank you for your wonderful.
2024 national menu. It says national menu.
Yeah. I can tell you what Diddy's eating today.
Wow.
Yeah, right here on the net. All right,
find it.
I'm going to frame this.
Today is Monday. What's...
Hang on. I got to finish the letter.
Oh, I thought you were done. Why are you so angry?
Oh, God.
All right, what?
Thank you for the wonder. I'll bet you they don't... help with the ratings, do they? Over to prison.
I thought you were going to finish the letter.
Oh, thank you for the wonderful entertainment. Dylan, did you know that your laugh reminds me of the TV show Rick and Morty?
Oh.
Spindell, did you know that?
That's nice of him. That's a good compliment. And I love that show.
They like you over at the prison.
Yeah.
Those
are my people, man.
Yeah, he was yeah.
Bend over, I'll drive.
I'm not saying that, Jamie. Rick and Morty. Loyal listener, Nolan, inmate number 68444.
Okay.
I don't know why you had to throw your inmate number in there, but if I ever go over there, I can look you up.
So let's go with Monday. What is
that? Right, let's go with the National
Today
menu.
Is Monday. Daddy,
all right. We'll be having the same thing. On Mondays, they wake up to cereal and Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice.
That's really good.
I wonder if they heat up the Pop-Tarts and put a little pat of butter on there.
I don't know if they have a toaster.
Yeah.
I feel like they could make that into some type of weapon.
Yeah. All right.
Over the pokey. Let's see here. For lunch today, P. Diddy will have his choice. Southwest chicken wrap.
Oh,
that sounds good.
Ain't bad, right?
Yeah.
Or he can choose the Southwest tofu wrap.
Okay. Vegetarian options.
Hang on a second. If you're in prison, really, do you deserve a vegetarian option?
Yeah, if you're vegetarian.
No, you lose all your rights.
Well,
you eat what we give you. We can't make something separate on the menu for you. It's taxpayer dollars.
Well, then you wouldn't give people meat because that's more expensive than veggie.
Yeah.
All right, for dinner. I didn't have an argument there.
Yeah.
That was a good comeback. That was like I was in court.
Right.
Like you cross-examined me. All right, we'll move on. All right, for dinner.
Yeah.
The options are a turkey roast sandwich. Man, this prison food sounds delicious. Or you can choose just navy beans.
What?
What are navy beans?
Navy beans.
Like with ham in it?
Yeah, the white beans.
Oh, okay.
White beans are navy beans, right?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take it from me. I'm from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Plus,
I thought maybe
I know
you were in the Navy.
No, and I watch a lot of crime shows. No, I was never in the Navy. I'd love to have joined the Navy at some point, but yeah. I didn't. But there you go. That's Mondays.
Wow.
Mondays menu.
Do they get snacks?
And every Monday is the same. Every day is the same.
Are there, like, snacks?
No, there's no snacks.
Oh.
They probably have a commissary. Sari, right?
Yeah.
Commissary.
Yeah, you can buy some, yeah.
Yeah. And they buy their little goods. Like, if you've got money on the books, you can go in there and get you some Cheetos.
I wonder what, like, the thing that they miss the most as far as food. You know, I would think like a Supreme Pizza from Pizza Hut.
No, you're exactly right. They say, again, I watch a lot of crime shows, they say the main thing they miss are chain restaurants.
Yeah.
Because they have a specific taste to all their food, like a McDonald's, KFC, things like that. That's what they miss the most.
Yeah, French fries from McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
I'm sorry, Nathan. This seems rude.
Nolan.
Nolan.
Inmate 68444.
Well, Carter told me his name was Nathan.
Carter. Can I just quickly give you tomorrow?
No. I don't care.
Carter, how about you? You want to hear it?
Yeah, I'm good.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. All right, so what is the deal again?
Oh, I was just telling you that you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
But it's not like you didn't know that. So
no, I hear it all the time.
I really...
BJ, you're horrible. Now, what makes me so horrible today?
Because you don't return your shopping cart. You never have, and you've told us many stories about it. Even an old lady yelled at you once.
Yeah.
She said, "Really?" Like that.
Yeah.
Here's what it says. A person who is unable to return a shopping cart is no better than an animal, an absolute savage who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with a law and the force that stands behind it. A shopping cart is what determines whether a person is a good person or a bad member of society.
Wow.
Horrible. And Spadil, you and I were talking about, like, explain to him what it means.
The shopping cart test is, there's no reward and there's no punishment for returning your shopping cart or not. So, because it's the right thing to do and there's no reward or punishment, if you don't do it, you're just an a-hole because you don't care that there's no reason to not do it.
And I know that you return yours. I know I've returned mine.
Yeah, I
don't know Carson at all.
Every single time. Yeah.
Only one a-hole in the room. That's right. You, BJ Harris.
I do leave it sometimes.
Yeah.
I do.
I know you've told us.
Yeah, I do. Now, the old lady, she didn't yell at me for that, though. That's not why she yelled at me.
What did she yell at
me? She yelled at me for putting trash in it, if you remember. That's what I did. I took the cart back, and she was gathering all the carts.
Uh-huh.
That was her job, and man, she was old lady. And she was gathering all the carts, and I had a cup that was empty, and I stuck it in one of the carts.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And she looked at me and she goes, really?
I'm with her.
I mean, that's what works. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Because now she
I'm
has to clean
saying,
it
I
out.
I want to clarify my name. So I'm going to be an a-hole.
I wouldn't have done that. I would not have done that. That makes you even more of an a-hole.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was Mike. It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
So Elon Musk says.
Yeah, so.
Has Elon Musk ever pushed a cart?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. So he's not one to say it.
Remember I played Stump the Millionaire on the radio, and George Maloof, who owned the Palms and he owned the Sacramento Kings or whatever, we asked him how much a 2-liter bottle of soda cost. A bottle of soda. And he said $12.
They don't have a clue, do they?
They do not.
Not a clue.
Nope. No. Because like Jamie Spears, Britney's dad, was his chef.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't go shopping or anything.
No, he doesn't.
Right?
Doesn't buy any of his own groceries.
No, of course not. $12 for, hey, it might be $12 now. Who knows?
It might be.
Back in the day, it was 89 cents. It probably is $12 now.
Yeah. All right, well.
All right, well, a-hole. Go ahead. Your buddy Elon called you an a-hole.
Yeah, my buddy Elon. Elon does good things. He's a smart guy. There are a few things that I don't agree with him on, but he's a pretty smart guy. And right now, he's really upsetting a lot of people, though.
Well, yeah.
Because of his support, you know, with the election and everything. I'm just glad that you're ready to vote.
I know.
Now, did you get the notification? Have you gotten anything back from you registering the other day?
I have not.
So you don't know where you stand as of today. Now, you only got a week.
I know. When did I register? Friday?
Yes.
You did.
Yeah. I registered for, but you know what? I don't think I'm going to vote for, and I thought about not saying this on the air, but I was like, should I not? I don't think I'm going to vote for a president. I'm going to let all you guys that have passion about it, like have it. I'm just going to vote no on 127.
That's up to you.
You're allowed to do that. You can definitely do whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah,
you can leave anything blank.
Yeah,
so. I know a lot of people that, I don't know a lot. I know a few people that are just voting for president only, and maybe even the state senator. But other than that, they're not going to vote for anything else. They don't understand it as much.
And I'm voting for some judge in Douglas County, like Bradson or something, because my girlfriend went to high school with him, and she said he's a real swell guy.
I just like that you're now a big girl. You're a big girl. You're grown up. You're now voting. I mean, it took a few years.
It did.
But now that you're a part
of
the system, Jamie.
I'm a big kid now.
And I encourage everybody to vote. Now, I don't care who you vote for.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me. It's your right to vote. Go do it.
Can I tell you a fight I got into yesterday?
With what?
With a man.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm at Bud's Bar, right? And this guy, I think he's from Erie or something. And anyway, they drove all the way just to go get a Bud's cheeseburger. He and his son. And he goes, I said, oh, wow, that's a long drive just to get a cheeseburger, but they are good. And then he's like, I don't invite my daughter because she's married to a communist. And I go, wait, what? Because I'm like, I go, what? And he goes, I don't even talk to her anymore because she married somebody that's going to vote for Kamala. And I go, you know that these people don't care about you, right? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, both candidates don't know your name. They don't care about you, but you will know your daughter forever. And you know
that's a bond that should never be broken.
And I said, it's really not worth it. And he goes, F you, and he left his money and he left. He said, come on, son, we're leaving. I'm like, oh my god.
I think it was Elon Musk over the weekend. You know, they had that big rally with Trump up in Madison Square Garden in New York. And I think he's the one who got on stage and said, look, if you're breaking up a family relationship or you're breaking up, you know, with some other person in your life, a friend or whatever, over politics, that's stupid.
Well, listen, this guy was even mad at me and I didn't even say like who I was voting for or anything.
Yeah.
And
it is stupid.
It is so dumb. I go, you know, don't you want to have memories with her? Like life is short and all this stuff. And he's like, he's told me to F off.
And you're crazy. A complete stranger.
I don't have a political affiliation, right? Like I was just saying like love your daughter.
Yeah.
Me the F on.
I don't get the people that take it so seriously.
It's crazy.
It's like Jamie says, these people don't know you. I mean, you can vote for the policies they stand for. That's fine. Whatever. But they don't know you on a personal basis.
They're not working to make you rich.
Nothing like that. Just cast your vote and move on.
I mean,
live
honestly.
Life.
Like,
It's weird.
People are acting like it's the end of the world.
It's life or death.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's really, a lot of people. I mean, no matter who becomes, and you don't yell at me and don't text me. But no matter who becomes president, our lives just move on, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, with our families and everything, and it just moves on.
That's the way you have to look at it. And we'll be fine. We'll survive no matter who wins.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll all get through it. Don't worry about it, man. But do go vote. I'm a big proponent of that. I like, and I tell Jamie, I've told Jamie for years she needs to vote.
Yeah.
For years.
He has.
And finally, she's in the system.
I'm
like
a
it.
Big kid now.
BJ and Jamie here on this Monday.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I'll vote for a president.
Jeez.
Calling me names. A ding dong. I haven't been called a ding dong since fifth grade.
Yeah, you kind of deserve it, though.
Ding dong and clueless.
Yeah.
That's
clueless and ding dong. I'm telling you, that's our new morning show. A-hole and ding dong in the morning.
Oh,
featuring Carter and Spadil.
Lord. Hey, you guys, Brittany posted a new Instagram, and I'm with Carson. When we watched it, because he and I were watching it, because somebody said, you guys got to see what Brittany just posted on Instagram. And I'm with Carson. It is sad.
That's all it is. It's not anything but you just feel terrible for her and what she's going through. And
yeah, because she's trying to be so sexy, and she's got like little panties and a bra, and you know, they're at her hip or whatever. And she does this thing with her hands over and over. She makes them go in circles, and then she turns around and slaps her ass.
Fidel, can you pull up the video?
Yeah, I got it pulled up right now, actually.
Show prep.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it. I haven't seen it.
It's not sexy. It's sad.
You know what?
It is.
Here's the thing with Brittany. For me, I'm done with her. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it. These videos come out every 2 days. I'm sick and tired of it. We've seen her in every wardrobe that she has in her house. We've seen it all, and I'm done with it. I'm tired of feeling sorry for her. If she wants to put herself out there this way, that's on her.
I am a fan of the matching bra and panty set.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I mean, I'm done with her. I'm done with her. Sorry about that slap.
What was that? Holy Toledo. We were just talking about the whole thing about politics, and Kid Rock says that he and Eminem are great friends. And he said, I don't care that Eminem is endorsing Kamala, and that I'm endorsing Trump. We're still going to stay great friends.
Boom. We just talked about
Ta-da!
That.
Perfect. Ta-da.
You know, and the same with the Taylor Swift, Brittany Mahomes.
All
same
of it.
Thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it should be.
Exactly. Let's see here. It says that, I guess, Sean Diddy Combs, he planned a lot of his parties around big events like the VMAs and the Super Bowl. So he would have these parties at these clubs with these well-known people like Eva Longoria was there, Fergie. Ice-T, Quincy Jones, Jeff Gordon, the NASCAR driver, Paris Hilton, and he would have these big parties at clubs. Well, they didn't know anything was going on after that. It wasn't until people would leave and then go to the mansion that it would become shady.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this guy's toast. Everything I'm reading, I don't even want to go into it. It's so disgusting. He's done.
He is, but you know, at the same time, some of these people that went to these parties, I don't hold that against them at all. I mean, they were invited to a celebrity's party. They didn't really, I guess, know the really dirt stuff, or maybe they did. But, you know, it was the thing to do. And they just fell into that trap, and now it's all coming back on him. But I don't feel bad for them at all. I mean, I don't blame them at all.
Right. And what I do feel bad for is like people's, like their past is coming up. For example, Taylor Swift, she made a comment a long, long time ago. She was 21 and she said that she wanted P. Diddy to be her prom date.
Yeah.
You know, like he'd be the ultimate prom date. Well, now it's coming back and people are like, oh my God, she didn't know.
You cannot be judging people in the rearview mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, you like, just can't do it unless they're the ones that perpetrated the crime. Then you can. But if they're just, you know, somebody that knew somebody that committed the crime, you can't use that against them.
Yeah, so it's going viral. It's on TikTok. It's Brittany. She was on the Rachel Ray. By the way.
No, it was Taylor, wasn't it?
What did I say?
Brittany.
Oh, sorry. Brittany on my mind. Matching bra and panties. Sorry. Can't get over it. Anyway, it was Taylor, and it's gone viral on TikTok. Everybody's like, oh, yeah. But I'm with you. But I was going to bring up Rachel Ray. What is she sick? Is something like, does she taking steroids or something?
I don't know.
something. She just
and she's completely different.
She looks completely different, and she says that she keeps falling.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Does she have like MS or something?
Vertigo.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe blood pressure. Who knows?
Her blood pressure
could it could drop and cause you to pass out, Jamie. You know, I wanted to be a doctor at one time. I think blood pressure can do it. I feel mine drop every day in here.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just dropping right now with this report.
Really? Mine's getting higher.
I don't know. I'm just blood agreeing pressure. There's something wrong with it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, does anybody know anything?
She hasn't really said like what's wrong with her yet. She just says that she's had these bad falls. This is what I'm seeing, and then she also had that that thing where she was slurring like a couple months ago.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that video when she was doing that cooking.
Yeah, I remember segment. That. Wow. She still has dog food, right? She still sells dog food.
She does.
Food.
Yeah. So yeah, it's right. Too expensive.
It is.
Yeah.
Isn't it like fresh or something?
Supposed to be. Yeah.
Fresh pet or something.
Yeah, it's hard to tell with dog food.
I cannot believe. I mean, I know y'all are dog owners and stuff. There's a whole aisle now just dedicated to your dogs.
Yeah.
Like, whole and there's a refrigerator. Yep. Yeah.
Fresh pet, I buy it. Yeah.
That is that, man. All right. Anyway, Brooke Snider and Gleb. Remember the Dancing with the Stars couple that were like all hot and heavy? They broke up.
They did?
Yeah. I feel like she was just doing it for publicity. And now they broke up after they got kicked to the curb. I guess he's sad, and she's just like, yeah, whatever. Next.
What went wrong?
I don't know.
That's terrible.
Isn't it terrible? Let's see here. Adele, she saw Celine Dion, and all of a sudden she was crying. I don't know. So who was performing? Adele got emotional when Celine Dion surprised her by showing up at one of her Las Vegas residencies. So Adele's on stage, right? She's singing. And then she sees Celine. And she's like, oh my God, Zelina.
She had a full-blown meltdown.
Yeah, so she went over to her seats, you know, the good ones. And she's like, oh my God. She was crying. I was like, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah. They were like holding each other's faces.
It's so pretty. I can't believe that she didn't get up and sing with her. That would have been amazing.
I was expecting that, yeah.
Right? But Celine's kind of on and again, off again with her voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I already did that one. I'm starting to... Oh, I don't want to say this out loud. I'm starting to like Lizzo.
You are?
Yeah.
So am I.
Whoa.
I am. I never really didn't like her. I'm just saying that I like the effort she's putting in right now to lose weight. No. I think because it's very unhealthy to be that heavy. You
and
know?
She's finally saying that she was wrong in, like loving your body no matter what weight you're... She said, look, that was not... That wasn't right.
She embraced that for a long period of time. You know? And now she's working really hard in the gym. I don't know if she's taking the Ozempic stuff or not. But, man, she is really putting in the time, it appears, with the videos she's posting.
Well, why I like her is that it seems like she has a sense of humor because she spoofed her own South Park parody for Halloween. Yeah. She, I guess she dressed up as a package of Lizzo. Which is what they did at South Park. They said, oh, are you taking the new drug, Lizzo? So she actually wore an outfit that looks like an Ozempic bottle, but it says Lizzo. So that's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
It is honestly. Funny, right? Yeah, so I have mad respect for that. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, would you like to do the forecast? Because I don't get into the weather scene anymore.
I will tell you this. Okay. In 2023, on my Facebook memories, today in 2023, we had a winter storm warning. Whoa.
I don't remember that happening, though.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know if that occurred or not.
I mean, the actual snow. Yeah, I don't have, like, the next post isn't like me in the blizzard.
Yeah, you would have posted probably. If it would have happened.
And we took the kids out for Halloween.
I don't remember a Halloween. Remember snow. Yeah, snow on.
Yeah.
All right, but there is snow in the forecast. Now, again, I'm not getting into the weather scene because too many people, the next day, they go, BJ, you're full of crap, yeah, blah, blah. I'm tired of it, okay? So do you see what I'm seeing, though?
Do you see what I'm seeing?
Future Ray can't future forecast?
I do. It looks like it might snow.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go.
Hey, how long does it take for stain to dry?
A couple of hours.
Okay, you think?
Yeah.
All right.
It depends on the weather.
I need a husband.
Yeah, if it's a good hot day, then it dries quickly.
Well, no, today, right after the show, I have to go back out to the cabin and stain those wood posts before the storm comes in.
You will be warm fine today.
Yeah. I need it. Did I tell you one time I had to write a check a long, long time ago, and it was made out to rent a husband?
Oh. Oh, boy.
I was like, no way did I have to just write out a check. It was a guy's company. It was called Rent-A-Husband. Yeah. Oh, God.
That's sad.
It is sad.
I know.
I was looking at staying at Lowe's. It's like, it's freaking $240 for 5 gallons.
What? That's expensive.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I swear.
5 gallons of stain? No.
Okay, you look right here, buckaroo.
No.
I'm telling you, somebody
that knows their stain.
5 gallons. 5 gallons. Yeah, 200
gallon bucket. 240. But it can't be
200. Right there. Look, I'm showing you.
What in the?
Yeah.
I know it.
240 dollars. What is that? Liquid gold?
Chestnut brown solid exterior wood stain and sealant.
I had to buy some for my fence. And it was right around that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. 5 gallons.
Let the wood rot. I don't care.
All right. Have you heard this national anthem of the lady that screwed it up?
No, I have not.
All right. There was I don't know what it was. It was some type of political thing. Whatever. They're going to do the national anthem. So they get this girl. She's going to sing it for you. She's got a good voice. But she screws up, I don't know, maybe 45 seconds into the national anthem. And she uses a word, well, the F word.
What? During the national anthem?
She stops. He goes, oh, I effed up. Can I start over?
Where is this?
This is live, okay? This is not recorded.
Where?
I don't know where it's at. Spadell, where's it at?
It was on C-SPAN. It was a third-party presidential debate. So yeah, it's all the presidents, like, or all the people running for president besides Trump and Kamala.
Yeah. Oh. So it's on C-SPAN, but it's live.
Oh, no.
She screws it up, uses the F word, and they all look at her and go, you're live? Oh, hello? No. Hello? You need to keep going there, girl. All right, here it is.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare. Can I go back, please?
Oh no, she said it twice.
Yeah.
Oh boy. You're live. You're live.
Hey, honey, you're live.
Oh no.
Keep going.
Oh, God.
That's brutal.
This is on the government channel.
Wow.
She's bad, too. I got to hear it one more time. That's great, man.
God.
I effed up. Oh, let me start over.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare. Can I go back, please?
Bye. So bad.
Oh, God. Poor thing.
That is a tough part of the song, though. That rocket's red glare, that'll get you, man. That's a high note.
That is a high note.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, God.
On a Monday. Tough.
BJ and Jamie.
Nix shows off the arm strength and a one-handed grab. Nix has 3 rushing touchdowns this season. Looking for 4. Superman's over the pile. Touchdown, Denver.
Jamie, this week we can't call him Bozo.
Wait, who's Superman?
Superman. Who's Superman?
I don't know.
Hey, Spadell.
It was Bo Nix. He did a big leap over the pile to score a touchdown.
Whoa.
Yeah, like Superman. Up in the air.
Went all out.
Are we going to start calling him that? Please, no.
I think it's a little too early.
I don't know.
Super Bo.
Yeah, they called him Super Bo.
Okay.
I think Superman might be fitting.
I like him, man.
Yeah,
I think he's
going to
be really good.
Yeah.
He's coming
along. I told you. They're going to have a good season.
Yeah.
You did tell us. You told us.
You guys were like, nah, it ain't going to happen.
We did say that.
Yeah.
Well, we were so tired of getting our hopes up and then just having crash.
Look what happened with Russell. I mean he had Super Bowl in the back of his shoes.
Yeah.
Look how that turned out.
Yeah.
So we're just a little weary, that's all. We got burned before.
You were going to go to the game. You didn't go. Spadil, you were going to go to the game.
We ended up going to a bar and just watching it there with the team. Yeah.
I decided, because there's so much going on, now I'm going out of town this week. And then we have Mark's going away party on Wednesday. And I was just like, what am I doing? Because Sunday, if you go to the game, listen, you're drinking and you've just wasted the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I got to go tighten up the cabin before it snows.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
All right. 6th win of the season, right?
5th.
And the 5th win of the season?
Yeah. 5-3.
All right. 5-3.
Yep.
How are the Avalanche?
We're 5-4 right now. Nice. 5 straight wins.
You sure it's not 5-2?
No, it's 5-3.
5-3?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where we are.
Yeah.
Why won't you acknowledge the Avalanche? Is it because Carson likes them?
No, I'm just not a huge Avalanche fan, so
I know, but
I don't know.
A lot of people are. You should probably, like, you know, acknowledge them.
They how many have they won, then?
I'll 5 straight.
5 in a row?
5 straight.
Way to go, Abs.
There you go. There you go.
Way to kick it. Now, what's their record?
5-4.
5-4. There you go. All right, go, Abs.
He can't even hear you. He hates it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm focused on the Broncos. Yeah. It's football around here, baby. That's what we believe.
Yeah.
All right. Go, Avs.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
When do they play again?
I mean, Avs are kind of a big part of this town. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not, but not to the magnitude of football.
But they're still quite a big deal. Yeah. They're quite a big deal.
Yeah. It's decent. Just like the Nuggets. All right. Let me ask you this.
Oh, my God. Just like the Nuggets? Yeah. No, they're huge.
If you put them in order.
Oh,
in fans,
my God.
Okay. If you put them in order in fans, Broncos are number one. Rockies are number two.
I would put basketball second.
If you,
what's our number?
51059. Okay. If you had the success with the Rockies that you have with Nuggets or Avs or Broncos,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, we're playing hypothetical.
Yeah, you're changing it now.
You just changed
there
it.
There are more baseball fans in this town than hockey fans.
When the Rockies
are doing very well, Denver definitely loves them. But they suck right now. Listen, no one wants to watch
them.
There
are more baseball fans total in this town than there are hockey fans.
Not right now. There's not.
Well, I'm just saying, overall, no matter what it is, their football's number one. Baseball would
basketball
be number two.
Is number two. And Avalanche is number three. Number and then baseball's number four.
No, I disagree.
I know you do.
I think the
but I disagree with
baseball
you.
Baseball is much more popular.
I disagree
than the
with
other
you.
Two. Of the four big sports.
I understand, and you keep reiterating it, but we're just going to agree to disagree.
We disagree on this one.
We sure
do. Baseball's much bigger than hockey
if
or
we
basketball.
If we were winning. You changed it. But right now, nobody likes the Rockies.
No. I go back. I'm just telling you, just point blank, even if we're not winning, there are more baseball fans than there are the hockey fans or even basketball fans for the most part.
I disagree.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, text Dana at 51059.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You know, with this week being Halloween, it feels like the holiday season's about to kick in, man. And with the cooler weather, it's going to be nice.
Man, people are so mad at you right now.
So are they,
man. They are going ballistic on you that you're
you
yeah, I mean, tearing you apart, telling you how dumb you are, how ridiculous you are, that the Rockies suck. They should have been gone 8 years ago. I mean, people are really angry about the Rockies, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they're angry about the Rockies, but that does not make them baseball fans.
No, but just read the text.
No, I'm just saying.
You can
it
be
doesn't
wrong.
Make them not. I mean,
it's not. It's, you know, you can be wrong.
Listen.
I'm just saying, you asked the text NATO, and they're agreeing with me, and you can be wrong. It's okay. Remember, we had that discussion where it's very hard. It's like a thing with you. You can't be wrong.
Jamie, I'm not going to admit that I'm wrong when I'm saying that baseball is bigger than hockey.
Well, I'm just saying
it is bigger.
Everybody just
look at the average amount of attendance every year.
No, but we weren't talking about that. You change it. See, you do that
every time. I'm saying baseball has more fans than
people
hockey
hate the Rockies
has.
Right now. They hate them. They're not fans.
Maybe.
Not maybe. It's true. Ask the biggest baseball fan there used to be.
He doesn't even watch them.
But now you hate them, don't you?
I hate the Monforts. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you hate
I
the Rockies?
I support the Rockies. I hate the Monforts.
But you like the Rockies.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't you like the weather girl?
Oh, yeah. Kylie's awesome.
Yeah.
No, not her.
Oh, the other weather girl.
The one that's married.
Yeah.
Whitney. She's married. She's a Monfort now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's hot, but I don't support the Monforts.
Well, she's a Monfort.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't support her either.
Well, that's not very nice. You support all hot weather chicks.
Not that one.
So you hate the owners.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Suck. People are really mad about the Rockies right now.
All right. Well, I'll be wrong.
Yeah. Oh, what?
I'll be wrong. Baseball blows in this town and nobody cares. Abs are much
bigger.
Now we're
talking, baby.
I'll be wrong. I'll agree with you.
I'm on the ground.
Even though I'm not wrong, I'll agree with you. Yeah. Wake up, Jamie. Wake up.
I knew I'd come around.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
I got a piece of sad news if you want it.
Oh, is it erectile dysfunction again?
No. That you can live with. This is really sad news.
Remember what Fidel told us?
Yeah, no.
That is the saddest story.
It is sad. Yeah.
This isn't even about your wiener this time. Yeah.
And I love how he just said it nonchalant. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah. Poor dude.
How else can you get delivered news like that?
I just wouldn't say anything about it.
I mean, aren't you happy, BJ? It's not about you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I like the spotlight's turned.
Yeah. It's his wiener this week.
It's still about me, but I mean, it's just today it's not. Right. Now, the world's fattest cat has died.
Oh, no.
Remember Crumbs?
No.
Crumbs, we mentioned here on the show that Crumbs was sent to a fat camp, remember?
Okay.
You don't remember this?
I don't really.
38 pounds this cat was.
Vaguely, yeah.
Huge.
Wow.
Remember the cat? There's the cat. It was sent to a fat camp about, a month ago or so? I think it was in the news. She lost 2 pounds.
Oh, that's
at fat
good.
Fat camp.
Yeah.
Then she died.
Oh.
Yeah. They should have just let her be fat. You know,
I'm more interested in Schmidl's wiener than this.
I'm not. I'll be quite honest. I'm not. Not at all.
I'll just tell you guys. I'll let you in on the joke. So I made a little funny comment to Schmidl, and I said, "Oh my God, your head is sunburned." And then I said, "You know, if you had more hair, maybe I wouldn't notice," which was not nice. But you know, we joke back and forth. This is all off the air. And then he goes, "Actually, the stuff that I use to retain my hair made my wiener broken."
Yeah, it didn't work at all when I was taking that medication. Yeah. So I promptly threw that out.
Yeah, and I go, but do you really, I mean, he doesn't have a girlfriend right now or anything. He's not really dating. I'm like, do you really need your wiener to work?
Yeah. I just need to take it until I get a girlfriend and then I can stop.
Right.
Yeah.
But your reply was, what's the purpose of the hair if it doesn't?
Yeah, he did say that. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get to this insurance thing because we were just talking off air about your insurance for the car insurance, Carson.
I finally met a man that bought an extended warranty. Yeah, it's Carson.
I'm telling you. And you know what? It saved my life.
I've never known anybody to ever buy the extended warranty for their car. I just met one. It's him.
It's worth it.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't know if it's worth it or, well, it is for you, obviously, with the situation you're in today. But I don't know one way or the other. I've never looked into it, so I have no idea which way it goes. But this is about homeowners insurance. There's a story this morning of a guy that has, well, no, it's a woman, actually. She's had her insurance canceled because they flew a drone over her house and they found a small puddle of water on her roof. And so they canceled her. She'd been paying for 30 years. Now, I don't know about you. I've never, ever filed a home ownership policy.
I haven't either.
I've never filed.
I even had a leak and I didn't file.
Think of how long you've been paying.
I know. Forever.
And never to use it. I'm scared to use it.
Yeah. Everybody is right now, especially with the insurance companies, the way they're upside down with all the hurricanes and stuff.
Yes.
I'm with you. I'm tippy-toeing.
And it feels like that with homeowners insurance, and I may not have any clue on this, but it feels to me like that if I get canceled by the insurance company, nobody will pick me up.
I know.
Once I'm canceled.
Well, so I'm on all the next doors in every single town because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
And like right now in, I think it's like Larkspur and Morrison and all those places that are heavily wooded. A lot of people are being canceled for fire insurance because of what happened in Golden. And so people are being canceled. And I guess there are brokers. There's like a, you know, you can try, but man. A lot of people aren't having any luck at all.
You know, and part of it's in conversation with you, but you know, I'm finishing a basement right now.
Yeah.
We are doing everything we can to follow the code.
Yeah.
Everything I can, simply because I don't want them to come in and for some reason deny with insurance, and then all of a sudden I'm out with insurance because they don't want to cover something that doesn't fit code. I am so meticulous with this right now. And to start the project, I wasn't. It was like, okay, you know, I don't need a permit. I'm going to just build that sucker out. But now it's like, okay, we need to do it right.
So you know that hurricane we were in Florida?
Yeah.
Didn't they, Debbie, or was it Debbie? I think it was Debbie.
I don't know.
Kathy? I don't know. Anyway, BJ and I were in Florida at the same time. I guess 70% of those claims were denied. And that was a little hurricane.
How did they get denied? What causes
I don't,
that?
I have no idea.
That's crazy to me. That all
maybe a lot of it was flood and they didn't have separate policy for flood insurance.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of with this basement, is that if I do something wrong and it's not the code, that if something happened down the road,
it'll be void.
They come in and go, well, that's your fault. You didn't do this to code. And all of a sudden, I'm out. Completely out. And I think insurance company, man, they just look for that out.
They do. But I also get I get both sides because they're paying out billions of dollars right now with fires and all the hurricanes. I don't know how they're floating. I mean, even staying.
Well, especially with those back-to-back hurricanes.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God. So I kind of see as a company.
I don't know the numbers, but I know you've dealt with the insurance issues. I know Spadil.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine, you've gone through insurance companies. They suck.
So the lady that hit me, she had LASIK surgery and her eyes were dilated, right? And so she's like, I'm so sorry. I couldn't see you. My eyes are dilated. And so so they told me, Allstate, who was doing their side or whatever, told me I'm 30% at fault.
Yeah.
What?
How does that make any sense? Yeah.
Because I said the wrong words, because I said I didn't see her. I said, how could I see her? She, my front of my car was already past her. She ran into my side. And she said, well, you said you didn't see her, so that's your fault. So you're 30% responsible.
That's crazy. That's
ridiculous. You said you didn't see her.
My eyes are dilated.
What? She said she was blind.
I know.
Which one outweighs the other? I didn't see her because she was to my side. Well, I was blind. That's why I rammed her. Hello?
I know.
But they pick,
what you have to do is you have got to get cameras for your cars. Because I didn't realize this, in parking lots, we're all like just walking, just because the other insurance said, well, it was in the parking lot.
Yeah, when I got hit by the Uber driver in our parking lot here, that was the biggest hurdle, was just trying to prove that this dude had hit me.
Yeah,
and that he was at fault. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Because
the cops won't show up if it's in the parking lot.
Doesn't your car have cameras?
No, it has cameras, but it doesn't record.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it just doesn't record.
They should put that standard.
I know. That's why we all need to buy Teslas.
I've got a camera in mind, but it's third party.
Third party.
But yeah, I keep mine running all
my
the time.
Eyes are dilated. 30% my fault.
I like having a camera because if you've got a camera, you can always erase it and say it wasn't on if it's your fault. Oh, it's perfect.
I like it.
It's almost like having a one-way street.
Yeah.
That it's only mine because it's my property. I can erase it if I'm at fault. And if you're at fault, I leave that sucker on there and give it to the police.
But don't you think that going back to what your original story was, that it's a little shady that they're going over roofs, that these insurance companies, and they're like, uh-oh, they're going to need one soon. Yep, let's
drop them before
let's
they
cancel
put
it.
It's wrong because everything ages, okay?
Yeah.
Everything
look
ages.
Look at my face.
Right. I mean, typical. Look at Jamie's face, for example. She has the Botox every now and then. I mean, you got to get it done.
Right? You got
to. But you take a house, let's say you put a roof on it. 10 years later, they're flying a drone over and they see a couple of, shingles up
missing.
There that are flapping.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they cancel you.
I agree. That's
I mean, everything wears
shady.
It. It's outdoors. It's going to wear.
Yeah. But they're like,
man, they're coming. Yeah, they're using these drones.
Now, every time I hear a drone, I'm going to think they're looking at my roof.
Plus, I guess there's a big infringement here with the Privacy Act.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. That they literally can watch you as you're maybe lying out in the sun in the backyard or by your pool.
That's hot.
And get that on tape. Get that on, their drone footage.
Are there any rules? Is there a Privacy Act with drones?
Nope.
I didn't think
not
so.
Not that I know of.
We have one that flies around all the time and it creeps me out.
Plus, there's the problem of, like, do you own the air above your house? Like, how high up do you own on your property? So,
own it all the way to space.
Over it or not? Yeah.
I'll tell you what I own. All the way to space. That's the way I look at it. I look at the property, the air above your house you own.
Yeah.
No. Because I watched I watched that New York show about real estate.
Yeah.
They actually have to, they have certain rules about the space.
I know.
Like, I mean, like how much
it,
they.
It, yeah, it is.
I forgot what they say.
Estate,
yeah, in real estate.
Well, the airport owns theirs. I can own mine.
I feel like we sound really
airport.
Stupid.
Yeah, come on.
They own their airspace.
We're all of this wrong.
I don't know what the rules are. BJ and Jamie.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to make a prediction.
What's your prediction?
Okay, you ready? Let me look in my crystal ball.
Okay.
I think that this is Shedeur Sanders' last year at CU. I think he's going to go pro.
I would agree with that.
So what year is he?
Junior, I believe.
Is he?
Junior?
I think he's a junior.
Are you allowed to in the NFL?
Yeah, you only have to play 2 years college football.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's my prediction. Shedeur.
I don't think he will. And I don't think his dad's going to allow it.
I don't know. That's just my prediction.
I think you're right, because his draft stock's super high right now, because he's considered like a Heisman, like a dark horse Heisman candidate.
Yeah.
So, like, why wouldn't he come out and be one of the top five overall picks? He's going to make a lot of money.
He's making more money now.
He is making a lot with the NIL.
Yeah.
No, it's just a prediction.
Salary's less than what he currently makes.
I wasn't looking for an argument. I was just making a prediction.
We're not arguing. We're discussing. I'm just making
a prediction.
Well, the big thing is getting your second contract, right? So the fastest, you can get to your second contract, the more money you make.
I got you, buddy. Yeah. Uh-huh. We're not arguing.
He is.
This is all pleasantry. It's talk. It's sports boys.
Oh, God.
We're sports boys just having a conversation.
Okay,
we're a little locker room going on in here.
Yeah.
Hey,
I get your point, Spadell. If you want to explain further, I'm all up for it.
All right.
Travis Kelce made his first touchdown. Yay.
For the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thanks.
He's on my fantasy team, so that's been really making me mad.
Well, you didn't say. You made it sound like he made his first point
of his
career. Oh,
my God. I think everybody knew what I was talking about.
No, they didn't.
Really? People are like, he never made a touchdown?
Now we're arguing.
But did you see what he did? He went and celebrated with the fans that are dressed like Taylor Swift. There are these girls with blonde wigs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and they
that's
all hilarious. Had 87 on their shirts. And
no, that's not cool. Taylor boy. No, you don't run over to the fans with
attention.
The blonde wigs that are dating Taylor Swift and celebrate with them.
You gotta acknowledge it.
No, you don't.
This is nice. Various country music stars helped raise almost $25 million in Hurricane, is it Helena? Helene. Relief at the Concert for Carolina benefit. That was really cool. It was Eric Church, Luke Combs, Billy Strings, Keith Urban, Sheryl Crow, James Taylor, the Avery Brothers, almost $25 million they brought.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those people need it.
That's very cool.
Desperately, yeah. Desperately. It's so sad. I see those reels sometimes. I mean, those people, their whole house is just full of mud. Mm. I mean, it's just devastating. Let's hear Kelce Ballerini. Remember, I was always like, her name is Ballerini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ballerina. Anyway, I guess she moved in with her boyfriend. I'm really happy for her because, you know, she got her heart broken.
She did.
Yep. Now she moved in with a boy. Yay. Go, Kelce. All right. This is sad. This is very, very sad. Carson didn't get tickets to the Morgan Wallen Big Sand in My Boots.
Sand in My Boots Festival.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
Alabama.
Alabama.
It's in Alabama. It's sold out like in seconds. Post Malone's going to be playing.
Literally. I mean, I knew it would.
Yeah. And they have weights of thousands of people for all the hotels around there.
No kidding.
Yeah. We should take a motorhome down there and make it an Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. That would
genius.
Be a great
right?
idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we could get like $2,000 a night.
Park it right on the beach.
Yeah. You guys have a motorhome? Anybody? Anybody?
No.
Son of a gun.
I'm looking at StubHub right now. The cheapest ticket I see is $925.
Yeah.
Oof.
When we were down there over the summer, the ladies down there that listened to us, a couple of ladies down there that we went on the boat with, they were talking about this. They
You're in Alabama?
Well, they're in Florida.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's below Alabama by only, 45 minutes?
Right there.
It's right there. But the concert is close to where they are. And they were talking about the price of the tickets then was $700. But now what? 900?
Yeah, 925 is the cheapest that I'm seeing.
Oh, it looks like it goes up to 6,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It gets up there.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, look, I'm a big fan of Morgan Wallen, but I'm not a $6,000 fan of him.
No.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
That's steep.
I mean, even though you get posty and, you know.
I mean, it's a great lineup. Don't get me wrong, but $6,000's a little.
But where are you going to, like, where are you going to stay? There's no hotel.
Well, just is it worth 900? No.
You don't know.
I don't know. And you got to travel and get down there.
Yeah, there's stuff. All right, I have some sad audio. I hate to do this to y'all because I don't want to. But Matthew Perry's family has spoken out. They were on the Today Show. This is the first time that we've heard them talk about it. Matthew's mom talks about how she felt about the ketamine treatments. Number three.
Which one?
Sorry, number three.
Before his death, Matthew had been receiving ketamine infusions, a treatment for anxiety and depression that authorities say turned into an addiction.
He went through a period, interestingly enough, just before he died, when he was showing me one of his new houses. He came up to me and he said, I love you so much, and I'm so happy to be with you now. And it was almost as though it was a premonition or something. I didn't think about it at the time, but I thought, how long has it been since we've had a conversation like that? It's been years. Yeah. There was an inevitability to what was going to happen next to him. Mm-hmm. And he felt it very strongly. But he said, I'm not frightened anymore. Mm-hmm. And it worried me.
Did you think there was some knowing?
I think it was this new medication he was on.
Yeah. We didn't know how much of it he was taking.
Wow. That's so sad, isn't it? She says that she still talks to Matthew Perry daily. Number four.
Even now, something funny I'll see something funny or something ridiculous on the news or whatever. I go to call him. I have more freedom of a relationship with him now than I ever did. And then it hits me so hard that he's not there.
You go to the cemetery once in a while. She'll sit there and have a chat with him for a while.
Man, it sounds like she was stressed out of her mind with him as a son, you know?
Yeah, and from, I know addiction. I've seen it. And a lot of times people that are in addiction when it comes to drugs and alcohol, you know you're killing yourself. You know it.
You
slowly are, but you have a disease. And you're just you're playing to that disease, but you know that you're on a path that it's not going to end well.
Right.
And I think that's what he was on. He was on that path.
And then here is his father. Number five.
Is there anything that gives you comfort now? Not that grief ever goes away, because it just doesn't.
I don't think grief ever goes away. No. I have found a huge amount of meaning in thinking about the fact that this isn't our tragedy. This happens to people every day.
Nothing special about us, except for the fact that we had an extremely remarkable and famous family member who went through it. And people notice, and people come up to us all the time and say, sorry for your loss. Well, millions of people have had that loss, and we're very aware of that. And that this is not about us. It's about those millions of people. This is a world. It's a hurting world, and it needs some help.
The voice of Dateline.
I know. Isn't that crazy? You can just see him. It's so recognizable. All right. Shaquille O'Neal is in a lot of trouble. Everybody's calling him a pervert. And that's a shame, because I like Shaq. But he does sound... What?
I don't know. This is pervy.
Your eyeballs lit up.
Well, it's a way for her to make extra money.
Oh, my God.
And if she wants to make some extra money, I mean, it's better than OnlyFans.
He was talking about her ass cheeks hanging out of her shorts. Here it is.
Bro, imagine you...
I'm not same, imagining.
Let me finish. Imagine you in the same little shirt you had on at the Wild and Out show, Duncan. You know how many t-shirts you're going to sell, Chris? You tripping.
Oh, my
what?
God.
What? Oh, the same little shirt you had on.
Okay, all right.
Bro. He should date her. Finally, she's tall enough. Like, there's a tall enough chick out there, right? Wow, he was pervy, though, and she even wanted him to stop.
Oh, yeah, you could tell she's extremely awkward. She's like, what?
Yeah, right? Then Nick Cannon, here's the last audio I have for you. Nick Cannon talks about how he had this kind of, I don't know, of argument inside. Like, he wanted to be famous, but he also loved, like, that there were islands when he was married to Mariah Carey. Here it is.
Because, I got married in my 20s still, you know what I mean, to the biggest star in the world. And my trajectory was here, and then hers, she's already in a different stratosphere. So, I would lay up at night thinking, like, is this who I am? Am I Mariah's man?
Yeah.
Is that what my life is supposed to be? There's nothing wrong with it.
I understand it, though. Like, it's like,
and I got really comfortable in it. She got islands, and I'm waking up at noon, and people bringing me steaks on a platter. And I'm like, I'm just not that dude, And her and I never had problems.
Yeah.
Never argued, never, even with me struggling in this space, I'm not being the dude that God put me on this earth to be.
Well.
Yeah, I need to be daddy to 14 kids.
That is so weird to me.
Like, with eight baby mamas.
And it's so
That's
sad.
My destiny.
Because I watch... I'm going to make a prediction.
What's your prediction?
Okay, you ready? Let me look in my crystal ball. Okay. I think that this is Shedeur Sanders' last year at CU. I think he's going to go pro.
I would agree with that.
So what year is he?
Junior, I believe.
Is he?
Junior?
I think he's a junior.
Are you allowed to in the NFL?
Yeah, you only have to play 2 years college football.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's my prediction. Shedeur.
I don't think he will. And I don't think his dad's going to allow it.
I don't know. That's just my prediction.
I think you're right, because his draft stock's super high right now, because he's considered like a Heisman, like a dark horse Heisman candidate.
Yeah.
So, like, why wouldn't he come out and be one of the top five overall picks? He's going to make a lot of money.
He's making more money now.
He is making a lot with the NIL.
Yeah.
It's just a prediction. It's just a prediction.
Rookie salary's less than what he currently
makes. I wasn't looking for an argument. I was just making a prediction.
We're not arguing. We're discussing.
I'm making a prediction.
Well, the big thing is getting your second contract, right? So the fastest, the faster you can get to your second contract, the more money you make.
I got you, bud.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're not arguing.
He is.
This is all pleasantry. It's talk. It's sports boys.
Oh, God.
We're sports boys just having a conversation.
Okay.
We're a little locker room going on in here.
Yeah.
Hey,
I get your point, Spadil. I get your point. If you want to explain further, I'm all up for it.
All right.
Travis Kelce made his first touchdown. Yay.
For the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thanks.
He's on my fantasy team, so that's been really making me mad.
Well, you didn't say. You made it sound like he made his first
one of his career.
Oh, my God.
I think everybody knew what I was talking about.
No, they didn't.
Really? People are like, he never made a touchdown?
Now we're arguing.
But did you see what he did? He went and celebrated with the fans that are dressed like Taylor Swift. There are these girls with blonde wigs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and they
that's
all hilarious. Had 87 on their shirts. And
no, that's not cool. Taylor boy. No, you don't run over to the fans with the blonde wigs that are imitating Taylor Swift and celebrate with them.
You got to acknowledge it.
No, you don't.
This is nice. Various country music stars helped raise almost $25 million in Hurricane, is it Helena?
Helene.
Helene, relief at the concert for Carolina benefit. That was really cool. It was Eric Church, Luke Combs, Billy Strings, Keith Urban, Sheryl Crow, James Taylor, the Avery Brothers. Almost $25 million they brought.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those people need it.
That's very cool.
Desperately, desperately. It's so sad. I see those reels sometimes. I mean, those people, their whole house is just full of mud. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just devastating. Let's hear Kelce Ballerini. Remember, I was always like, her name is Ballerini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ballerina. Anyway, I guess she moved in with her boyfriend. I'm really happy for her because, you know, she got her heart broken.
She did.
Yep. Now she moved in with a boy. Yay. Go, Kelce. All right. Oh, this is sad. This is very, very sad. Carson didn't get tickets to the Morgan Wallen big Sand in My Boots.
Sand in My Boots Festival.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
Alabama. It's in Alabama. It's sold out like in seconds. Post Malone's going to be playing.
Literally. I mean, I knew it would.
Yeah. And they have weights of thousands of people for all the hotels around there.
No kidding.
Yeah. We should take a motorhome down there and make it an Airbnb.
Oh, that would be a great idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we could get like $2,000 a night.
Park it right on the beach.
Yeah. You guys have a motorhome? Anybody?
No.
Son of a gun.
I'm looking at StubHub right now. The cheapest ticket I see is $925.
Yeah. When we were down there over the summer, the ladies down there that listened to us, a couple of ladies down there that we went on the boat with, they were talking about this.
You're in Alabama?
Well, they're in Florida.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's below Alabama by only, 45 minutes?
Yeah, right there.
It's right there. But the concert is close to where they are, and they were talking about the price of the tickets then was $700. But now what? 900?
Yeah, 925 is the cheapest that I'm seeing.
Oh, it looks like it goes up to 6,000.
Oh, yeah.
it gets up there.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, look, I'm a big fan of Morgan Wallen, but I'm not a $6,000 fan of him.
No.
Yeah. Like, at all.
That's steep.
I mean, even though you get posty and, you know.
I mean, it's a great lineup. Don't get me wrong, but $6,000's a little.
But where are you going to, like, where are you going to stay? There's no hotel.
Yeah. Well, is it worth 900?
No. You don't know.
I don't know. And you got to travel and get down there.
Yeah, there's stuff. All right, I have some sad audio. I hate to do this to y'all because I don't want to, but Matthew Perry's family has spoken out. They were on the Today Show, this is the first time that we've heard them talk about it. Matthew's mom talks about how she felt about the ketamine treatments. Number three.
Which one?
Sorry, number three.
Before his death, Matthew had been receiving ketamine infusions, a treatment for anxiety and depression that authorities say turned into an addiction.
He went through a period, interestingly enough, just before he died, when he was showing me one of his new houses. He came up to me and he said, I love you so much, and I'm so happy to be with you now. And it was almost as though it was a premonition or something. I didn't think about it at the time, but I thought, how long has it been since we've had a conversation like that? It's been years. Yeah. There was an inevitability to what was going to happen next to him. Mm-hmm. And he felt it very strongly. But he said, I'm not frightened anymore. Mm-hmm. And it worried me.
Did you think there was some knowing?
I think it was this new medication that he was on.
Yeah. We didn't know how much of it he was taking.
Wow. That's so sad, isn't it? She says that she still talks to Matthew Perry daily. Number four.
Even now, something funny will happen. I'll see something funny or something ridiculous on the news or whatever. And I go to call him. I have more freedom of a relationship with him now than I ever did. And then it hits me so hard that he's not there.
You go to the cemetery once in a while. She'll sit there and have a chat with him for a while.
Man. It sounds like she was stressed out of her mind with him as a son, you know?
Yeah, and from, I know addiction. I've seen it. And a lot of times people that are in addiction when it comes to drugs and alcohol, you know you're killing yourself. You know it.
You just
You slowly are, but you have a disease. And you're just, you're playing to that disease. But you know that you're on a path that it's not going to end well.
Right.
And I think that's what he was on. He was on that path.
And then here is his father. Number five.
Is there anything that gives you comfort now? Not that grief ever goes away, because it just doesn't.
I don't think grief ever goes away. No. I have found a huge amount of meaning in thinking about the fact that this isn't our tragedy. This happens to people every day.
Nothing special about us, except for the fact that we had an extremely remarkable and famous family member who went through it, and people notice, and people come up to us all the time and say, sorry for your loss. Well, millions of people have had that loss, and we're very aware of that, and that this is not about us. It's about those millions of people. This is a world. It's a hurting world, and it needs some help.
The voice of Dateline.
I know. Isn't that crazy? You can just see him.
Yeah.
It's so recognizable. All right. Shaquille O'Neal is in a lot of trouble. Everybody's calling him a pervert. And that's a shame, because I like Shaq. But he does sound... What?
I don't know if this is pervy.
Your eyeballs lit up.
Well, it's a way for her to make extra money.
Oh, my God.
And if she wants to make some extra money, I mean, it's better than OnlyFans.
He was talking about her ass cheeks hanging out of her shorts. Here it is.
Bro, imagine you...
I'm not imagining.
Let me finish. Imagine you in the same little shirt you had on at the Wild and Out show, Duncan. You know how many t-shirts you're going to sell, because you tripping.
Oh, my God.
What? What? The same little shirt you have on.
Okay, all right.
He should date her. Finally, she's tall enough. Like, there's a tall enough chick out there, right? Wow, he was pervy, though. And she even wanted him to stop.
Oh, yeah, you could tell she's extremely awkward. She's like, what?
Yeah, right? Then Nick Cannon, here's the last audio I have for you. Nick Cannon talks about how he had this kind of, I don't know, a argument inside. Like, he wanted to be famous, but he also loved, like, that there were islands when he was married to Mariah Carey. Here it is.
Because, I got married in my 20s still, you know what I mean, to the biggest star in the world. And my trajectory was here, and then hers, she's already in a different stratosphere. So you know, I would lay up at night thinking, like, is this who I am? Am I Mariah's man?
Yeah.
Is that what my life is supposed to be? There's nothing wrong with it.
I understand it, though. Like, it's like,
and I got really comfortable in it. She got islands, and I'm waking up at noon, and people bringing me steaks on a platter. And I'm like, I'm just not that dude, you know? And her and I never had problems.
Yeah.
Never argued, never, even with me struggling in this space,
yeah.
I'm not being the dude that God put me on this earth to be.
Well.
Yeah, I need to be daddy to 14 kids.
That is so weird to me.
Like, with 8 baby mamas.
And it's so
That's
sad
my destiny.
Because I watch Real Housewives of, I don't know which one it is. But anyway, Orange County, I think. Is that right? Anyway, there's a mom of one of his kids on the show. Yeah.
And same with Selling Sunset.
That's what it is. It's not Real Housewives. It's Selling Sunset. Yeah, that's why Brie. I didn't know which county it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Selling Sunset. And the fact that Carson can talk to me about this, I love. Any knew her name was Brie.
It's kind of crazy to me because she doesn't really refer to him as like the baby daddy or anything like that. There's no mention of him whatsoever.
I know, and she says that he doesn't really see that child that often.
Well, there's too many kids to
I
see.
Know, yeah, I know.
How do you space out 16 of these kids?
And he's got like 17 jobs.
Yeah,
I know. Like, when does he even see any of them? It's really kind of sad, actually, and wrong. You know, if you think about it, these mm-hmm. poor kids. And then what happens when they go into society? There's 14 of them, right? Or how many?
Right.
Something like that.
I don't know.
I think there's at least 12.
So what happens when they go into society and start dating? What happens if they don't know who's who and who and who?
I didn't even think about that.
Right? Yeah. There's a documentary about that guy.
And they're saying that you're like naturally drawn to people of your same bloodline.
Right. And so they do. That's what that Netflix show is about, that guy that he gave his semen like 8,000 times.
Uh-huh. Wait, that's a thing? You're drawn to people who are from your own
That's
day.
What the psychologist
and you
said.
Have no idea that, you know,
yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Because, well, you don't know why that you
There's
feel
a connection.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's not like a sexual thing. It's more of a like, oh my God, we are best friends.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yo. I get that, though, because when I grew up, I didn't know who my dad was until I was like 35 or something like that. And all my life, there was always that one piece missing that it's like, you know, you long for it. You know,
well, yeah,
it's
but
like,
then you're
the
also
heck?
Worried that you're dating your sister.
You don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't know who anybody is.
That's what I'm talking about.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah, can I see your family bush before we...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's a tree. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Also on the Odyssey app. For your phone. It's free. All right, the weather's going to change. This is from Denver 7.
A big cool down coming our way, though. And as we get into Wednesday, we could see some rain and snow here across the Front Range, which would be our first snow of the season here for Denver. But as we get into Tuesday, at about lunchtime, we'll see rain and snow here off to our west. And then we'll see some of that rain push across the Front Range into Tuesday afternoon. And then overnight, the cold air moves in, and we'll see that rain change over to snow going into Wednesday morning.
I'm ready for the cool weather.
Yep.
But not the snow.
You're not?
Not yet.
No?
No, I'd like to hold off just a little bit longer.
I feel like it's time. I'm ready.
You do?
Mm. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, it's Colorado.
It is.
It's Colorado.
And it gets me in the mood for like Thanksgiving and then Christmas and all, you know.
I do like that it's changing. We don't need 80 degrees on Halloween day.
Oh my God. In Fountain Hills, which is right outside of Phoenix, 101 yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's that global warming.
Yeah.
Killed us.
101.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. The cool weather is going to kick in. I guess we're going to get it sometime tomorrow. But today, 78 for a high.
By the way, you were right about DTC and peeping.
I was right.
You were right.
Okay.
So I said, BJ, I was like, oh my God, you never go up to the mountains. You never go see the leaves change. It's really beautiful and it's worth it. And you're like, I have peeping and DTC. And it kind of sounded like that. I swear to God, that day it did.
I had a slogan, peep, come to me.
Yeah, he said that.
Peep,
and he's
come
like,
to me.
You just wait, Jamie, and DTC is going to be on fire. And sure enough, you're right. It is on
it's
fire.
It's beautiful.
I know.
Today looks so different than it did last week.
Yeah, you're right.
Because of a little bit of cool weather. And it's about to get even better later on this week when it changes even more. But yeah, the peeping will come to you if you'll just wait, folks.
No need to drive.
So for you lazy peepers like me.
Yep.
It's no use going anywhere. It's like bird watching. I could do it from my living room. Just look out the patio window.
Exactly.
Hey, there's a bird.
What?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I love this time of year because we're headed into Thanksgiving, then into Christmas, family time of the year. And you're going out to see your son.
Yeah, you forgot Halloween.
Well, Halloween too.
Yeah.
Halloween too. But I'm just saying that the season
Halloween
really.
Week.
Yeah, but you don't think of Halloween as family. You think of Halloween more as boo.
How?
You
know. Isn't there a joke about boobies?
I'm sure there something is. If not, we can come up with one.
Yeah, there's something about boobies.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. But leading up to your going out to see Ralphie this weekend.
I am. It's Parents Weekend.
What exactly is Parents Weekend?
So the first night, we're all, Balcony Bros parents and myself and my son's dad, we're all having dinner together.
Car.
So that'll be Friday.
Oh, so dad's going too?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And well, he's a parent, and it's Parents Weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if you both are going.
Not together.
One.
We're going separately. But anyway, Friday is the Balcony Bros dinner, right?
Yeah.
So all of us get together. Really fun. And then Saturday, then we meet all the professors, and then they talk about what, you know, whatever their classes are about and stuff. Kind of boring, really.
Like what the kids are learning about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to go meet the professors?
That's what I said. I said, oh, because it's optional.
You got to blow that off.
I asked, my son said, no, Mom, I really want you to, like, hear the everything about my classes.
Really?
Here's me. Okay, that'll be awesome.
No kidding. That dude's too serious about
I know.
College, Jamie. He should be like more like you and I.
I know.
Don't give a rat's. I mean, we're there for the kegs.
Yeah,
we're there for
right.
The parties.
I said, should
who
we,
cares?
Should we skip that whole professor day and stuff and like go down to the pier or something? He's like, no, I want you to see all about my curriculum and everything.
Those kids that go to college and they're very studious. I don't get it.
I don't either.
How'd your kid turn out to be one of those?
Listen.
Look at you. Look at dad.
He was, we both dad and mom agree he was switched to birth.
Yes, he was adopted or something.
Something, yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so you got to meet the professors. So that's on Saturday.
Saturday
right?
morning, yeah, that's early at 7 a.m.
That's a terrible way to spend a Saturday.
I know. Hello. Man. I mean, I feel like he's doing fine. Why do I need to meet him?
Exactly. Plus, you're paying these guys.
Exactly.
You know, keep right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So then that Saturday, then they have this whole thing on the campus. Like, you know, we walk through all the different colleges because they're cut up in like seven different colleges or whatever. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But then we go and there's all kinds of like, you know, pageantry.
They have like fun activities you can do and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so then you do that, and then that night, then they have this big open area with, like, cocktails and a band and stuff.
Oh,
so
now we're getting to the cocktails. It's about time. Man, it took long
enough.
Hell, you're leaving here on a Wednesday or Thursday. You're leaving here on Thursday. We don't get the cocktails till Sunday?
Well, it's Saturday night. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
man,
yeah.
Oh, man, we got to get to the cocktails on Thursday.
And then Sunday I leave. So that's what it is.
It'd be great to see him on in his own environment, for an example.
Well, yeah, and he said, and this was happy. He goes, I'm really excited for you to come up for Parents Weekend. Aw, heartfelt. Yeah. He's excited.
Mrs. Mom.
No, that's great, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and you get to see them now that they're entrenched into the college, because the last time you were out there was all just set up. The expectations, didn't know what to expect, you know, all that.
Well, we FaceTime every single day.
Yeah, I know, but being there is a whole
because
different
he has to take this 45-minute walk, and so I always get that 45 minutes. Yay! Yep. Yeah, so, I mean, it's gorgeous there, but yeah, so I always FaceTime him. Sometimes he doesn't pick up. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be busy.
Sometimes they just don't pick up, BJ.
Sounds like he cares.
Sometimes they don't pick up. They don't pick up the phone.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you're talking to me. You don't think I know that?
Right.
He's like, Mom again.
Yeah.
I get a long enough conversation with my kids, just enough to give a credit card number. Good to see you, Dad. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Bum.
All right, go buy some candy.
Oh, my.
Get ready.
No,
get
not
ready.
Till, do not buy it till Thursday morning.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God. Otherwise, you'd eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is tempting, huh?
Yeah. There were so many Halloween parties over the weekend.
A ton.
Oh, my gosh. is insane. Yeah. So many sexy nurses.
This is a great week to dress as a hooker, man.
Yep, it's hooker
time. This is your week.
That is true.
All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.